Amen. Got a lot of folks missing today. Take your Bibles, turn to Romans chapter 8. Greatest chapter in the Bible. Greatest chapter in the Bible. Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Let them go on. Pray for those that are on vacation, those that are going different places, doing different things. Pray for them. Get them back in church. Summertime comes where people start going off and doing different things, and you know, we just keep going. I mean, you go through a slump, and you shouldn't go through a slump at all. None of us should. None of us should really go through a slump at all, but we do, and we do go through those things at times. And usually a slump comes right after revival. That's usually what happens. And so you've got to keep yourself fired up. All right, Romans chapter 8, like I said, is the greatest chapter in the Bible for a Christian. Greatest chapter. And for a Christian, we ought to be, man, into this book. And we've just in Romans chapter 15 this morning. And as a born-again Christian, we have to rest in the fact that the Holy Spirit of God is inside of us. He's inside. And I thank God he is inside of us. And when you ask the Lord to save you, if you're sitting in here this morning, you ask the Lord to save you, the Holy Ghost of God came inside. And if the Holy Ghost of God is not inside you, the Bible says you're not saved. You're not none of his. And look at Romans chapter 8, look at verse 9. Romans 8, verse 9. It says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. It says, if so, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. Now, if you're saved, you got the Spirit of God inside you. And that's why you can't enjoy this, you can't enjoy sin anymore. The Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season, but you can't be satisfied. You're not going to be happy after sin has produced whatever it produces in your life, usually a heartache and trouble and everything else. But the greatest chapter in the Bible, it starts out, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. It says there's no condemnation. I told you before when we were studying this chapter, there was a preacher in Ohio that a young lady went to school with us, and she said her preacher told her to mark out the last part of that verse out of your Bible because it shouldn't be in there. And yeah, he's a smart guy. He's stupid. He said, mark it out because once you're saved, you're saved, and there's no condemnation to anybody that's saved. There can be condemnation. Look what it says. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You're not going to go to hell. No way. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The condition is, it's a conditional promise. It says, a conditional promise that says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is condemnation if you walk after the flesh. If you go after the flesh, you'll be condemned in the things of this world. The Bible talks about the law of sowing and reaping. And you'll be condemned. You'll condemn yourself. And you'll bring judgment upon yourself and as a child of God. Now, how would you like to be the Holy Ghost of God and have the Holy Ghost of God, be in the Holy Ghost, go inside of a person, and you got to dwell in them till they die. And the Holy Ghost of God comes inside of us. He's there inside of us, and he's part of the Trinity, and he's inside of us, and he's dwelling in us until we die or the Lord takes us home. And the Bible tells us not to grieve him. It tells us not to quench him. And so we got the Holy Ghost of God inside of us. And it says there is condemnation for a child of God that lives after the flesh. If we could get everybody in this church and everybody, every saved person in the world that's saved to realize that you're going to bring condemnation upon yourself if you live after the flesh. If you can bring it, think about that. When I first got saved, I started reading the Bible. I learned how to read. My wife taught teaching me how to read. I wanted to know what the Bible has to say. I wanted to be able to walk in this Christian. I wanted to be able to be a Christian. I wanted to be able to walk in this Christian life. I wanted the Holy Spirit not to be grieved inside of me because the stuff I did was just a lot of wicked stuff, and so did you. And I didn't want the Holy Ghost of God to be grieved inside of me. And you've got to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. You've got to be very sensitive. You got to be careful what you look at, what you listen to, and what you feel. You got to be sensitive. And if you don't, you'll be unhappy, and you'll blame everybody else for why you're unhappy when it's your own fault. As a child of God, it says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You got a lot of Christians this morning, they're walking after the flesh. They walk after the flesh. They want to satisfy this old man, this thing that's dead. It's supposed to be dead. But the old man, see, when I got saved, there was a new man that moved in. The old man is still there. And the one you feed is the one that's going to get the strongest. And the new man wants to take over this body. The new man, the more you feed that. When I first got saved, I was a babe in Christ. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know nothing about the Bible. I didn't know nothing how I was supposed to live. I didn't know none of that stuff. The more I read the Word of God, the more the Holy Spirit of God kept guiding me and directing me and helping me, I started, the new man started growing. The new man inside me. The new man wanted the Word of God. The new man wanted to sing praises to God. The new man wanted the things. The old man says, I don't like that stuff. I don't want to hear that stuff. The old man wants to listen to country music. The old man wants to listen to Motown. The old man wants to listen to some kind of other music. And because it makes the flesh feel good. It makes me feel good. The flesh does. But the new man inside of me going, no, man. And then the Holy Ghost of God that's inside you, he's being grieved. And why? You got this battle going on. You've got a constant battle going on every day you live, every day I live. You said, well, preacher, you don't understand. I understand. I fight the same battle you fight. Amen. I go through the same thing you fight. Everything you go through, I go through. And I know what I'm talking about. I've been down that road. I've fought the same fights. I'm still fighting the same fight. And I can slip on the banana and slip off and backslid on God and then do all, just like everybody else. And like I was telling a young lady, that woman this morning or this week, I said, hey, man, you got to walk in the Spirit. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 2, God set you free. He set you free from this old life. He set you free. Now the new man saying, feed me. The new man saying, give me more of that so I can get stronger. And he wants to get stronger. But what we do is we always feed the flesh. We feed it physically. We feed it emotionally. We feed it, man, materially. We feed our flesh constant on trying to satisfy the thing, trying to pamper the thing. And it can't be satisfied. The more you get, the more you want. The more this, more that. Now, the new man's the same way. He wants more about Jesus, what I know. He wants more. He wants to get stronger. And the Bible says, building yourself up in your most holy faith. Now, look what the Bible says in verse 3. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God sent his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemning sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit of God is inside you. He's indwelt. He's trapped inside of us. Each individual in here to save, the Holy Spirit of God is inside. And he wants you to grow. He wants you to grow in faith. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Isn't this something Sunday morning, people fight this Sunday morning, you know, going to church. They fight Sunday night going to church. And a lot of times they win, the flesh wins. They won't come. If it's raining outside, if it's cold outside, if it's hot outside, if it whatever the temperature, it affects their flesh. I don't feel like doing that. But as soon as somebody calls, say, hey, man, there's something going on down there. You want to go down? And something the flesh likes, they'll go, yeah, I'll be there, man. I'll be there. You can count on me. I'll be there. But when it comes to the things of God, the new man is inside being grieved. The Holy Spirit of God is being grieved. Now, look what the Bible says. He says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, is an enemy. Our carnal mind is an enemy of God because we think about ourselves. We think about what we want. And what we want to do, we don't ask God, not my will, but thine be done. We don't say, Lord, what should I do? Lord, do you want me to talk to this person? God, let me represent you. And that's what we're supposed to hear. That's why the Holy Spirit of God is inside you, so you represent Jesus Christ. You're supposed to be representing, you're ambassadors, the Bible says. We're ambassadors for Christ. Now, the Holy Spirit of God is inside you. If he's not, then you are not saved. You're not saved. At the moment of salvation, Holy Spirit comes in. He abides forever. We're sealed to the day of redemption. and he's sealed inside of us. Ephesians chapter 4. Take your Bible, look at Ephesians 4 real quick. It's real simple stuff. Ephesians 4. Look what it says. Ephesians 4, verse 30. And this is, man, if you get this, if you can get this thing, it'll help you. It says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. It tells you don't grieve him. You know what? When you get angry, you get mad, you're always on edge. People around you got to walk on eggshells because you got a problem. And if you're feeding the flesh, watching movies, you're watching this and looking at this and looking at that, and you're not in your Bible, you're not fellowshipping with the Lord, you're not talking about him, you're not about the Father's business, you get angry about everything. You're upset, and you always want to blame somebody else why your problems are going on in your life. Whenever I wouldn't blame you guys or any of the problems I have. I mean, I wouldn't blame my wife. I wouldn't blame my kids, even though sometimes we do blame our wives and our husbands. But I wouldn't blame them for problems. It's our own fault. But if you're walking in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Look what the Bible says. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. You'd be surprised. There'd be people sitting here right now. You say, I got the Holy Spirit of God inside me. I'm saved. And you haven't forgiven somebody. You got anger in your heart. You're mad about something. You think, I deserve better. And you're not thanking God for what you have. And that's not of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is grieved in your life. Because you're always trying to find a reason that you can blame somebody else for your situation in life. And boy, I find a lot of Christians are not happy. They're dissatisfied, divorced, the family's tore apart, and all kinds of stuff. Why? Selfishness. The flesh. The flesh controls you. And the Spirit of God is not controlling you. It's your flesh. And the flesh controls more Christians than not. You know, I tell you what is our responsibility? Our responsibility, and there's a command for a Christian. There's not like a suggestion. As a Christian walking or saved and got the Holy Ghost of God inside him, there's a command given you. You say, what is that command? Take your Bible, look in Ephesians chapter 5. Look in Ephesians 5. The command is given to you. Look what it says, Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, look at verse 18. Look at Ephesians 5, 18. It says, be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be ye what? You know, usually back in the day, you know, you watch these old black and white movies, you see a guy that's drunk, he's funny. He's walking around, he's staggering around, he's real happy all the time, and not these days. People are not happy with drinking. But that's why it's likened to a drunkard. He's willing to give. Hey, old buddy, good old buddy, let me buy you a drink. Let me do this. Oh, buddy, I tell you, I've been thinking about you. It's always, old drunk was always like, oh, my old buddies, I care about everybody, I love everybody, and all that kind of thing. It says, be not drunk with wine where it's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. A person filled with the Spirit, you're concerned about other people, not just yourself. A person that's drunk with wine, a person that's living in the flesh, all they can see in the mirror is themselves and their own situation. All they can see is their own problems. And woe is me. Why is everybody always picking on me? I walk in the classroom cool and slow. Yeah, just Charlie Brown. But they think, why is everybody always picking on me? And you think, man, that's the way a carnal Christian lives. Can you imagine if... this day and time, if everybody was just so carnal, we wouldn't have nothing. We wouldn't see nobody saved. Wouldn't see nobody living for God. I mean, if carnal Christians ran the church, just think of if I was so carnal that here I am, the pastor, all I could do was just think about me and about my situation. And you call me up and you say, hey, preacher, I need your prayer. Well, I am. What are you talking about? I need you to pray for me. I got this going on. And I got this going on. And you would say, my Lord. My Lord. This guy's supposed to be here for us. He's supposed to care about me. He's supposed to be the pastor. And all I could do is tell you about my problems. As a carnal Christian, always hooked on themselves. The Bible tells us this. It says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Look at the same chapter. Look on down. Ephesians chapter 5. Look what it says. Ephesians chapter 5. When's the last time you prayed for somebody else? When's the last time you were concerned for somebody else's welfare? When's the last time you wanted to see somebody saved? When's the last time you prayed, God, let me have fruit. Let me have a soul. I want to see somebody get saved. When's the last time you did it? Be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. A Christian that's filled with the Spirit is commanded to be filled with the Spirit, and he's instructed to be filled with the Spirit. And look at verse 19. Number one, a Christian would do that's filled with the Spirit, it says, speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart. To who? To the Lord. When's the last time you got up or during the day you were singing about Jesus Christ? You're talking about him. You're looking in the book of Psalms. As great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. That's Psalms. Spiritual songs is what they were singing here. I mean, singing to yourself, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Singing to him. A Christian that's got the Holy Ghost of God inside them, that's filled the Spirit, they start singing the right songs. Now, notice this. A Christian that doesn't sing to the Lord, doesn't sing spiritual songs, if they're singing country songs, they're singing rock songs, they're singing rap songs, they always got a filthy mouth. And the words, old frequent words, come out quick when they get mad. Old frequent words spew out like filth, garbage, comes out of their mouth. A Christian that's singing to God and singing to the Lord, man, they have joy unspeakable, full of glory. Are you filled with the Spirit? Do you have the Holy Spirit of God? Are you saved? This is not a suggestion. It's not a suggestion. I mean, there's something, I remember Dr. Seidler, when a choir would sing, or somebody got up and sang, Dr. Seidler would sit up there and he'd stand up and go, spring up, oh well! And he starts saying it, and he got excited. Here's an old man, 80, some years old, still shouting. I love to see old folks shout. It's easy to get young people shout. What about the old folks? You know what? I can get around you and know what you're listening to and see if you sing the praises to God. You know David had power in his life. David sat out there. We love to talk about David. David sat out there and he wrote the book of Psalms, and they were singing. He was singing to the Lord. And it's in the Bible. He's out there singing to God. And boy, I tell you what, when the troubles and trials came up, he met them head on. And he faced them. And God gave him power to overcome them. When he walked out there that day, after 40 days, the children of Israel on one side, we was in that valley where Goliath and David fought. We were there. There's a little brook that goes down through there. Linda got down the brook, got some rocks, and Betty Stocker, she's tall. Linda said, you be Goliath. And she started throwing rocks at her. We were in that little valley. And David came up there on the side of the mountain. And he's talking to his brother. Says, hey, what's going on? What's happening in the fight? And they all, man, they're sitting around talking about this guy, that, man, this problem been going on for 40 days. Nobody wants to face it. Nobody wanted to challenge it. And David comes out, this young man, 16, 17 years old. And, man, he's just been out there singing to God and praising the Lord. And this challenge comes up. And David goes, why don't somebody do something about that? And they said, we know your pride. David's brothers started rebuking him. They said, we know your pride. We know how you are. And David said, what? He said, the battles of the Lord's. David said, I'll take him on to Saul. Saul should have been the man to fight him. Yeah. Saul scared to death. Why? He was disobedient to God. had unclean spirit. Tell you something, man. Problems will come. You'll be afraid. You'll run from them. You won't stand up to them. You know, you remember old Earl Hughes used to get up here and he goes, give yourself to suffering. Everybody looks at Earl Hughes and says, well, you're crazy. Give yourself to suffering. What he's talking about, don't run from it. Praise God. Go forward. Don't back up. Don't let up. Don't shut up. Go forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
David's out there singing, and all of a sudden, man, he hears that dude, that giant, and Saul hears about David going and saying, hey, who's going? And David goes down there, and what amazes me, Bible doesn't say that David was afraid. He wasn't even afraid. He goes down the brook, and he goes, oh, let me go down here and pick up 5 smooth stones. And the giant's mocking him. You know what? David already seen what God did in his life. You're not going to face some big problems in your life if you don't learn how to praise God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll see God meet your problems, and he'll meet, if you'll not be afraid, just meet him head on, and God will take care of him. Can you imagine David's out there, and he's out there singing to God one night, and all of a sudden he hears a sheep going, bah, bah, bah. And all of a sudden David looks up, and there's a lion that's got the sheep. And David goes, man, you get my sheep? And David goes out and fights it. The Bible says he grabbed it by the beard. Brother, you could smell his breath. You grabbed that lion by the beard. That means that lion was standing up and David had his sword and he's fighting that thing hand to hand.
Yeah.
He takes it down. Then a bear shows up. Here's a young boy. And he takes him on. And then he said, who's this uncircumcised Philistine? David didn't run from him. You know what most people do? They run from their problems. They run from them. Why? They've never been with the Lord. Not by my might, but God's power. You get with God, just be strength. Romans 8:28, greatest verse in the Bible, says, we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. God says, I'll work it together for you. Just trust me. Are you filled with the Spirit? Do you have the Spirit of God? I mean, when the singing goes on, does something inside you? I mean, when you're riding down the road, you're putting the right songs in. Something inside you goes, yeah, woo, yeah, Lord. You start praising God. Get out of your car at a red light and go, woo, glory to God. People look at you and rolling the windows up and everything else thinking you got a gun. Do you have the Holy Spirit of God inside you? The Bible says in verse 14 of Romans chapter 8, it says that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. See what that thing says? You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, the old saying is, if a man fears man, he doesn't fear God. If a man fears God, he won't fear man. You know what problem with most people? They're fear about what people think about them. You're worried about what somebody thinks about you. You're worried about what your family will say about you. Oh, he's a Bible thumper, or she's a Bible thumper. They're done going crazy. My dad used to say, that church, that religion, that Bible will make you crazy, boy. I said, if that's crazy, I want it. Amen.
Amen.
If that's crazy. I'll tell you what. It says, commands us in Ephesians. It says, Psalms. Hymns, spiritual songs. Are you praising him? Brother Glenn and I was talking about it. He says, I'm convinced. Brother Glenn told me this. He said, I'm convinced a person that sings praises to God will never really lose. A person that sings praises to God will never really lose. They're always gaining. Are you filled with the Spirit? Are you walking in the Spirit?
Right.
Now, I'm not talking about just shouting. I'm not talking about standing up in church shouting. I'm talking about when you're out there on the job site. When all the men are cussing, saying all kinds of filthy stuff. I've been on the job site to that. When everybody's, you're outnumbered. And you're standing for the Lord. And people start asking you questions. They start saying, and what happens to most Christians? They crumble. They'll crumble right before the pressure. Your Bible tells us, it says psalms, hymns, spiritual song, making melody to the Lord. Are you making melody to the Lord? I get in people's cars sometimes and radio's blasting some junk. You know what I do? I don't go up. I know a preacher friend of mine, he's a Christian, and that dude, every time he turned around, he's scolding everybody. He scolded everybody. He was always doing this, pointing his finger. You know what he did? He ran everybody away from him. He ran his family, his grandkids, everybody away from him. I don't go to my grandkids and scold them all the time. I don't do that. I try to I try to be a good example to them. I want them to see that I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to do what's right. They want to follow what I do. I want them to see that. I want to be filled with the Spirit. Why? I want to be filled with the Spirit so I know how to love my wife. So I know how to love my children. You young people, I'll tell you what, the best thing for you to do is to be filled with the Spirit and stay walking with the Lord, and God will give you the desire of your heart. You go out in the flesh. We've seen so many of them go out and they're going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to get what I want. And old brother Cody preached on, you might get what you want, but you'll lose what you have. You'll get what you want, and you'll lose what you have. Every time. Bible says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. You know what God expects? You say, what does God expect from me? He expects you to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. He expects you to sing praises to him. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. You ought to listen to singing. You ought to sing yourself. You say, well, I can't sing. Eric talked to me about Alex around at work. He's singing. He said, people are going, oh, man. But he's making unto the Lord. Amen. That'll help you get down the road a little ways, brother, sisters. Are you filled with the Spirit? Or are you filled with yourself? Filled with your own personal problems. I told my wife, I said, you know what? We're trying to take care of everybody else's problems. It seemed like we have no problems. God's being so good. Trying to help everybody else, and we have no problems. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
You take care of God's business, he'll take care of yours. I'll tell you the second thing. Take a look at the Bible in Ephesians chapter 5. Look at this. Ephesians chapter 5, look at verse 20. Look at this. Ephesians 5, 20. Look what it says. Talking about being filled with the Spirit. It says singing to the Lord. It says then giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says giving thanks always, always, always. Being thankful. You know, a lot of times we get up and you hear people say, well, I'm just thankful for the church. I'm thankful for this. And you say, some of us sit there and judge and you say, oh, really? Come on. Are you really thankful? Thank God they are. Thank God they are thankful. You know what the Bible says happens to people that become unthankful? You know what happens to people? Take your Bible, look in Romans chapter 1. Look in Romans chapter 1. Look what the Bible says. What happens to people in Romans chapter 1, when you become unthankful, when's the last time you thank God for his book? I mean, I thank God for this book that I got in my hand. I thank God for a church. I thank God for a pastor that preached to me. Thank God for a pastor that cared about me. Man, thank God. And Paul says in Romans chapter 1, because when they knew God, verse 21, it says they glorified him not as God. Neither were what? It says because when they knew God, do you know God? It says they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful. It says, but became vain in their imaginations. You know, it's funny how people have crazy imaginations. I've got crazy imaginations, but you know, I got to keep my imaginations in check. I got to keep them in check. The Bible talks about pulling down strongholds and all that. I got to keep them in check because your imaginations go off and that, you know, it just go crazy. But the Bible says being thankful, and you know, it says that imaginations become vile. Look at what it says. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and to change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and the birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. That's where you get men with men and women with women, because the same chapter talks about it. It says God gave them up. You say, is there no hope for a homosexual, no hope for a lesbian? No, there's still hope for them.
That's right.
Long as they're still breathing, there's hope for anybody. Yeah. For a pervert, somebody just sex crazy. This is a sex crazy world, man.
Right.
Sex crazy. They go nuts. It says, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them up on the vile affections. It all started. It all starts being unthankful.
Yeah.
All starts right there.
Yeah.
As a Christian, you say, can a Christian do this? Can a Christian do something like that? They sure can. That's why the Bible says, be not drunk with wine where it's excess, be filled with the Spirit. We've seen, I've been to this church 30-some years. And y'all have been here, some of y'all have been here just as long as I have. And we've seen a turnover of people, and then you run into them, you read about them. I called a guy the other night. He goes, why? And he called me back. And Wednesday night when I wasn't in church, I was reading my Bible. I was praying, and then I got on the phone and started calling people. And one guy called up, and he goes, he called me back. And I said, hey, man, where you been? What's going on? He said, you calling me for any reason? I said, no. He said, you didn't watch the news? You didn't see me on the news? I said, no. And he started telling me what happened. I went, God have mercy, man. You know what happens? A person that's not walking in the Spirit fulfill the lust of the flesh. You know what happens for every Christian? You say, man, how can you stay stirred up? How can you stay in your Bible every day?
Amen.
I mean, put the right kind of music in your ears. I mean, man, be thankful. Get up in the morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. If you're thankful. You know, I found people that are disabled, people that are mentally challenged, other people, most of the time they're thankful.
Yeah.
Most of the time,
yeah.
They're thankful. You know what we have? We have people that have everything, and man, we don't deserve nothing, and they're unthankful.
Yes, sir.
The Bible talks about, it says, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. I'm scared of a person. I'm afraid of a person that won't glorify God, especially if they're saved.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of you. If you won't glorify God in your body and your spirit, which is God's, I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And my job as a preacher is to warn.
Yeah.
Don't go down that way.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give account to God for every message I've ever preached.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give account to God for this congregation. For you. I'm going to say, Lord, I told them. I warned them. I cared about them. It wasn't just a fluke that I just got up and preached and didn't care. I care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bible says, be not drunk with wine where there's excess. Be filled with the Spirit. Boy, I tell you what, every one of us, every day, if you got the Holy Spirit of God that's inside you, you say, what do you mean? If I got the Holy Spirit of God, I'm already filled. No, you got to let the Holy Spirit of God have you. You got to let him control you. You got to get the word of God in your ears, in your eyes.
Yeah.
You got to sing praises to him. Wake up and sing praises to him. During the day, sing praises to him. We ride down the road, my grandkids will say, Papa, play that song again. And we'll all be singing. And then I'll start shouting, they'll start laughing. And I'll start shouting in the car. And they'll laugh. I was at Charlie Clark's the other week. And Charlie III came up to me and says, man, I thought you'd be more fired up. I did shout in the back. I scared a woman half to death. And she was like that when I shouted. And I leaned up and I said, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. So I told Charlie, I said, there was a woman up there in front of me. I scared her and I didn't want to do it anymore. So I got up and I paced him back and forth up in the back. And I was amening back there. He was saying, man, I didn't hear you. I want to praise God all the time.
Amen.
Are you filled with the Spirit? Are you walking in the Spirit? If you're walking in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust thereof, the lust of the flesh. Romans 8, we'll go back to Romans 8 for a minute. It says, I see another law in my members. See, we're all in the same battle. But look at verse 22 of Romans 8, Or Romans 7. Look at Romans 7, verse 22. Look, Romans 7, 22. He says, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Notice that, the inward man. For I see another law in my members warring as a war, as a battle, against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Then he says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, and with the flesh, the law of sin. So then he goes over in Romans chapter 8 and starts out, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after flesh, but after spirit. See, he's saying, you won't face condemnation in your life if you'll walk in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. Being thankful. Being thankful. Go back to Ephesians chapter 5 one more time. Ephesians chapter 5. Hold your place there. Ephesians 5. Look what it says. It says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the spirit. Speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, spiritual song, singing. Not somebody else singing. Singing. Making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God. He said, giving thanks for all things. Whatever you're going through. Even if it's cancer. Even if whatever, your loved one passed away. Giving thanks. Amen. Why? You're going to see them again. Amen. If they're saved. You're going to see them again. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then verse 21. Here's the hardest thing right here for a Christian. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. That's the hardest thing for a Christian's got to do. The hardest thing for a wife to do, I mean, if she loves her husband, it's not that hard, is submitting to her husband. The hardest thing for a husband is submitting to his wife at times. But if you love each other and if you love God, submitting to God is not hard. We make it hard. It says, submitting yourself one to another. If you're filled with the Spirit of God, you submit to God. Whatever you want, Lord. When Jesus Christ hung on the cross, it's not my will, but thine be done. Amen. You know what you can pray this morning? Say, Lord, I want to be filled with your Spirit. I want to submit. I want to sing praises to you. I want to be thankful. Amen. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me to be filled with the Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not a magical wand. All of a sudden you say, okay, I'm going to be filled with the Spirit. You've got to cultivate it. The Word of God. Songs of Zion. Praising Him. Being thankful in your heart. You got to cultivate it. It's like a seed being planted. You got to cultivate it. God will work in you. Your Holy Spirit of God. Here's the alternative. Here's the alternative. You're either cultivating it, you're thankful, you're singing praises to Him, and man, you're submitting to God. Whatever you want in my life, I'll do it. Or over here, you're grieving the Holy Spirit of God, which is in you. You're grieving Him. The Bible says this. Take your Bible, look at 1 Corinthians. Look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You're either doing one of the two. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it says this. It says, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, for it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work what sort it is. If any man worketh by which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? When the Holy Ghost of God comes inside you, he gets sealed, your body becomes the temple of God. Yeah. Automatic. Know ye not that the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God what? For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. That's the alternative. Now, sometimes the Lord takes people home before their time. Sometimes you say, what about, you were talking about Chelsea, 13 years old. She was living, no, that was just God's timing for her. There was appointed time. God took her home. Chelsea loved the Lord. Chelsea lived for God. She loved him, and she was going to serve him. I had her get up at youth camp. All the 13-year-olds that year, I had five 13-year-olds got up, and Chelsea was in the middle, and they wanted to sing. And Chelsea was like my granddaughter. I loved her. I still do. She got up, and she said this. This was in August or July. The Lord took her home September. She got up and said this. She said, I know God wants me to serve him, and I'm going to marry a preacher, and I'm going to serve God the rest of my life. Guess what? She's serving God. Married Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If any man defile the temple of God, and shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Chelsea went home, be with the Lord. George went home, be with the Lord. He was serving God. We've had others. Keith went home to serve the Lord. But I wouldn't want to go home before my time by not serving God.
Amen.
I wouldn't want to go home in shame. I know George, Chelsea, others went home in victory.
Yeah.
Keith came out the doors out here on a Sunday afternoon, walked down the side here, and just absent from the body, present of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
That quick. I want to go home in victory.
Yeah.
You got the Holy Spirit of God inside you. It says, sing to the Lord. I mean, man, be thankful. Be thankful. Submit. Be willing, yield it. Be filled with the Spirit. The Bible tells us to be filled. The Bible says when the children of Israel, Jesus preached in John, in the book of John, the Bible says the disciples asked other disciples, have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? They said, we didn't know there was such a thing as the Holy Ghost. But here we are sitting in the 2018, 21st century. We know the Holy Ghost is real. We know he's inside of us. You'd be a fool to grieve him. I'd be a fool, and I do grieve him at times. And so have you.
Yep.
You know what you got to do? Say, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Forgive me, Lord.
Yep.
This body doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you. Help me to live for you. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I love you this morning. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for being so good to us. I pray, God, you fill us. The Spirit. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wine's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. My Father, I pray, God, you help each and every one of us, vessels, be fit for the Master's youth. Lord, I pray that you just, Father, help us to want to be filled. Help us to want to be constant walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit. Fellowshipping with you, like Enoch walked with you. My Father, I pray, God, be somebody here that's not saved. I pray for this young lady that left after Sunday school. Pray, God, if she's not saved, that you save her. Bring her back. Lord, my heart breaks for people that I'm not sure if they're saved or not. I pray, bring them back. My Father, I pray, God, you'd help every one of my brothers and sisters under the sound of my voice. Help them, Lord God, desire to be filled. Help them not to want to grieve your Spirit. Help them not to want to go out and live after the flesh. God, because the Bible says we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. We're the temple of God. And I pray, God, help us to keep our temple clean. Help us to be thankful. Help us always, daily, submitting ourselves to you. Help us not to go around like some proud, cocky child that's of a rich family, thinking we deserve something or we deserve better. God, forgive us for that. Help us be thankful. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Nobody looking around. You need to come this morning. Let's all stand to our feet. You need to come this morning. Be you filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Throughout the summertime, be filled with the Spirit. Wherever you go, be filled with the Spirit. Listen to the Lord. Ask God to direct your path. Ask him. He will. I'm going to tell you something. Be careful what you're looking at, what you're listening to. Why? You're not hurting me. You're hurting yourself.